أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن كادوا ليفتنونك عن الذي أوحينا إليك لتفتري علينا غيره وإذا لاتخذوك خليلا ولولا أن ثبتناك لقد كدت تركن إليهم شيئا قليلا إذا لأذقناك ضعف الحياة وضعف الممات ثم لا تجد لك علينا نصيرا صدق الله العظيم. This is from ayah 73 to 75 of Surah Bani Israel. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about in this ayah, in these verses and the ayah that come after, some particular incidents that had taken place in the life and the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know the kind of opposition that the Quraysh had for this deen of Allah Ta'ala, for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the result of which was they made demands that was not befitting of the shan and the status of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi says one demand that they made upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that we will come and sit in your company, listen to your words, if only you remove those Muslims from your company. And at that time, most of the Sahaba were the indigenous, the poor, those who do not have the means. So they are not of our social standing. Remove them and then we will come. Now that was not befitting the shan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala revealed ayah number 52 of Surah Al-An'am, وَلَا تَدْرُدِ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ till the end. And then they made another demand on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was even to a greater extent, not at all befitting of the shan and the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not even befitting the shan of the lowest form of iman that a believer will have. And they said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that change these verses of Allah. Change these verses of Allah, where Allah speaks about His azab, change it to the reward. And hence, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed these ayat, and Allah says, وَإِن كَادُوا لَيَفْتِنُونَكَ عَنِ الَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ لِتَفْتَرِيَ عَلَيْنَا غَيْرًا. And those people, that is the Quraysh of Makkah, the disbelievers, it was very close that they sought to seduce you, remove you, take you away from that which we revealed to you, لِتَفْتَرِيَ عَلَيْنَا غَيْرَهُ, so that you may fabricate and bring verses that are besides the revelation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In other words, to change this wahi of Allah, we can never even think it was ever possible. And hence Allah ta'ala says, وَإِذَا لَتَّخَذُوكَ خَلِيلًا, and then they would become your friend. In other words, now they would sit in your company and perhaps they would listen to your words, and then maybe the possibility would be that they will get influenced and affected by the wahi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, وَلَوْلَا أَن ثَبَّتْنَاكَ, that if it was not that we firmly kept your feet firm. In other words, you were absolutely firm. That came from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now here, Allah ta'ala shows that kind of resolution that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, that firmness that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, and the underlining quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was he was masoom. Wal anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam was masoom. So there was never existed any possibility that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would even think about doing such a thing. لَقَدْ كِتَّ تَرْكَنُوا إِلَيْهِمْ شَيْئًا قَلِيلًا. Then you would have inclined but a little towards them, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bestowed you with, here the ayat speaks about the firmness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the steadfastness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then the underlining quality of being masoom and being sinless. إِذَا لَأَذَقْنَاكَ di'afal hayati wa di'afal mamat. Ya Allah Ta'ala is addressing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but this is heed for the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that had, although not possible, but had Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam changed even one harf, one letter of the Quran Sharif, one word of the Quran Sharif, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, then we would have caused you to taste double of the punishment of Allah in this world, وَضِعْفَ mamat, and even at the time of death, and of course after death, the azab of Allah Ta'ala would have been doubled. If this was the case, and this is how Allah Ta'ala addressed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, anyone of the ummah, and Allah Ta'ala save us from this, that changing the word of the Quran, or changing the interpretation of the Quran, or changing the translation of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala keep us away from all of that. Allah Ta'ala protect us from all of that. If this is that kind of severity that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addressed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what would be coming of anyone else? Thumma la tajidu laka alayna nasira, and then you will not find any helper that will help you against us when that azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala falls. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.